The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks.
And homemade wine and country boy can.
You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon here on Friday, November 10th, 2017. I'm James Kelso. With me, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, hello, James.
And I'm in North Dakota, actually even farther north. Well, maybe not now. He's in British Columbia, so you are farther north than I am, Paul. But I'm up here in North. Go ahead.
I think just barely, maybe.
Yeah, well, if you're above the, you know, that that longest national border there, that straight line, that longest undefended border in the world.
I'm about 5 miles north of 49th parallel where I am now, and you're probably about 50 miles south, right?
Yes, yes. And here we are to take your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're welcome to call at any time during our brief, all too brief hour together. And the just to give you a heads up, our next show after tonight will be our usual Sunday show, but now new time from, let me think for just a second here, from 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday. Two-hour show live from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. I'm in the central zone here, so for me, I have to think in terms of 3 to 5. But 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, that'll be our Sunday show where we'll pick up anything we missed today. Continued coverage of President Trump's magisterial, brilliant trip to Asia. He's in Vietnam right now, and a tremendous success in China. Think of all the things that could have gone wrong on this trip, and a daring trip by Donald Trump. Things went beautifully in Japan for 2 days, beautifully in South Korea for 2 days, hard-hitting, hard-punching against the punk dictator. I don't think while he was in South Korea, correct me if I'm wrong, if anyone in the audience heard him call him Rocket Man.
But, no, he didn't. He was very, very restrained, but very, very firm. I think he's never looked better. And what I've been able to gather is trip to communist China, very much in charge. I think setting the right tone, showing the necessary respect for the Chinese leader, but also making it quite plain that America is not a pushover, and America has important requirements, including much fairer trade arrangements and cooperation in trying to do something about Rocket Man.
Yes, there's no levity on this trip so far at all, because he, and it fits with the importance of what we're facing with China, America facing China over the long term. This is our greatest challenge in the world, is America's role vis-a-vis China. There is only one nation on earth that could Well, we'd like to see our values as Americans and as Europeans and as Canadians, we'd like to see our values thrive on planet Earth. We'd like to see our civilization thrive. There's only one nation that can threaten that. It's China. Because their power is simply awesome. With 1. Almost 4 billion people, 5 times our size almost. And then that didn't matter in days of yore that much when they were making 10 cents a day for each Chinese. But now, having stolen our manufacturing, our technology, they are now raising themselves out of third world status into a middle class status. And if you take 1.4 billion people and put them in middle class status, now we have a hostile civilization, a rival that can challenge us militarily. And the shocking thing, Paul, it was amazing to me to read going down the gross domestic product of the nations today, I was shocked to learn that, of course, we make $18 trillion a year, so they say. China produces 12, what am I saying, trillion? Did I say trillion? $18 trillion a year. China produces 12 trillion, coming right up behind us, right on our heels, and moving fast. Russia, at $1.2 trillion, is one-tenth of the economic powerhouse that China is. That's shocking. And
it is.
And now Japan, a more serious contender at something like, I think, $4.5 trillion, something like a third of the Chinese GDP. But Russia, I want the best for Russia. I want Russia to recover. I think their population is down to something like 120 million. I'll have to go look that up. But Russia is not the powerhouse that people remember it to be, and therefore really can't provide a counterbalance to what the Chinese envision, which is a hegemon or hegemony in the world. So anyway, Donald Trump, very serious on this trip. And the only moment of levity so far was in his speech one of the only moments in South Korea. He mentioned in the beginning of his speech, he was praising the beauty of South Korea and of its people and the greatness of their achievement. And then he mentioned that the golf tournament just concluding at his own Bedminster golf course in New Jersey, something like 8 of the top 10 finishers in that women's golf tournament were South Koreans. And notice also that notable things. Donald Trump is a very astute thinker. I think he said 8 of the 10 were Koreans. He didn't say South Koreans. And over again in his speech, he talked about a unified Korea, a unified Korean people. He made the point that the North Korean and South Korean Koreans are one people.
That's true. I mean, that they are.
And I'll tell you what he's saying. I'll tell you, this is just my intuition here, folks. I mean, I think heavily supported by the way he talked. I think one of the achievements Donald Trump would like to accomplish in his 8 years in the presidency will be the reunification of Korea and the overthrow of the communist regime. I think that's a goal that he has. And if you parse his speech with that in mind, there are many phrases in there where he talks about not South Koreans, but Koreans. And he talks about the horrible oppression of the North Koreans. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, and he makes the point. He does a whole history lesson where he says the end of the Korean War, in 1952, North Korea and South Korea were essentially equivalent in income, population, and all other measures. And now, North Korea, so far in the dust of South Korea that it's not even any point in comparing the two. And with North Koreans, he made the point as if he were calling on the North Koreans to revolt, to save themselves, to overthrow their oppressors, talked about how many of them are malnourished, one-third of all children malnourished, thousands upon thousands starving to death every year, a system in which the North Korean government withholds food as their way of controlling your thinking. So that you have a card, you have a rating system in North Korea, and depending on how high you rate with your card, that's how much food you get. And if you're at the bottom, if you say something against the supreme leader, well, you're at the bottom and you are in starvation category. So clearly Donald Trump saying this regime, and then Donald Trump called on the entire world to completely boycott North Korea, cut off all trade, cut off all finance, any aid, help, of any kind or support to the North Korean communist dictatorship. He called on Russia to do the same, China to do the same. So he's essentially calling for the overthrow of the Kim regime. And I think he would like to notch that as an achievement to mankind, a gift to mankind by the end of his 8 years is seeing the end of North Korea. Now, Donald Trump arrived in Vietnam today. And let me just see if I can't get opening comments from him. The sign in the background says H.E. Donald J. Trump. I think H.E. must mean His Excellency. I like that. And and I love what the South Koreans call Donald Trump, the head of their National Assembly, addressing Donald Trump as the leader of the world. Now, here he is as His Excellency. Here he comes. See if I can get it at the beginning. Let's see here. I'll pause that and turn my volume up just a little bit. Get it back a little bit. Here he is.
Without specifically mentioning China, they engaged in product dumping, subsidized goods, currency manipulation, and predatory industrial policies. They ignored the rules to gain advantage over those who followed the rules, causing enormous distortions in commerce and threatening the foundations of international trade itself. Trump has vowed to correct some of the trade.
Oh, now that, folks, that's interesting. That was Donald Trump. He is at the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, and let me just see if so pretty bold, pretty blunt right there. Not mentioning China by name, but referencing their unfair trade practices. Let's see if I can get another.
An honor it is here to be here in Vietnam, in the very heart of the Indo-Pacific, to address the people and business leaders of this region. This has already been a remarkable week for the United States in this wonderful part of the world. Starting from Hawaii, Melania and I traveled to Japan, South Korea, and China, and now to Vietnam, to be here with all of you today. Before we begin, I want to address all those affected by Typhoon Damre. Americans are praying for you.
Let me skip forward a little bit. And he's in Da Nang, a name, you know, those of us who were around in the Vietnam War era, Paul. Remember, Da Nang, a legendary name in the Vietnam War. Let's skip forward in his speech here quite a bit. I'll skip way forward.
People of that republic took a poor country ravaged by war and in just a few decades turned it into one of the wealthiest democracies on earth.
South Korea, I guess.
Today, South Koreans enjoy higher incomes than the citizens of many European Union countries.
Didn't know that.
It was great spending time with President Moon. Everyone knows of China's impressive achievements over the past several decades. During this period, and it was a period of great market reforms, large parts of China experienced rapid economic growth. Jobs boomed, and more than 800 million citizens rose out of poverty. I just left China this morning and had a really productive meeting and a wonderful time with our gracious host, President Xi. And as I saw on my first stop of this trip, in Japan, we see a dynamic democracy in a land of industrial, technological, and cultural wonders. In fewer than 60 years, that island nation has produced 24 Nobel Prize winners for achievements in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and the promotion of peace. President Abe and I agree on so much. In the broader region, countries outside of APEC are also making great strides in this new chapter for the Indo-Pacific. India is celebrating the 70th anniversary of its independence.
Okay, now let's skip forward quite a bit more to near the end of the speech to see where he is at this point in his trajectory.
Make decisions for the purpose of power or patronage. We will never ask our partners to surrender their sovereignty, privacy, and intellectual property, or to limit contracts to state-owned suppliers. We will find opportunities for our private sector to work with yours and to create jobs and wealth for us all. We seek strong partners, not weak partners. We seek strong neighbors, not weak neighbors. Above all, we seek friendship, and we don't dream of domination. For this reason, we are also refocusing our existing development efforts.
That's quite a phrase here, Paul. We don't dream of domination.
That is the isolationist gospel, and it makes a lot of sense. But we're not trying to remake the whole world in our image. Other peoples can choose the form of government or the culture or that they want. We don't want to impose our ways on them, and we don't want to invite hordes of them to impose their ways on us.
Paul uses a key word there, folks. Pardon me, Paul. Isolationist. Let me offer this reassurance to some of the callers to the show have voiced concerns as if they're worried that Donald Trump is another George Bush war drum banging warmonger who wants to start wars and wants to put the U.S. military all over the world. Not at all. When he makes that isolationist phrase, we don't dream of domination. Donald Trump, folks, this is my strong conviction. He is a peace president. He is an America first president. He does not want a global empire. He does not want our armies. He wants our armies back home. He said it over and over again in the primaries. He wanted our armies defending our southern border. And he is not, and you can hear it. I mean, you have to listen for it yourself. You know, you have to judge the man yourself. But listen in the sincerity of what he's saying. He is very worried about war in Korea. Worried. Yeah, he does not want war in Korea. His policy of peace through strength, which could be mistaken by someone as being, well, he's talking about three nuclear carrier groups. That is peace through strength, the avoidance of war by not being weak. We'll be right
back. That's right.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Gretchen Wilson, thanks Merle Haggard. We're back talking about the Asian Pacific Economic Conference. Donald Trump is there right now. Also there.
And that's in Vietnam, right?
Yes, in Da Nang. And also there, Vladimir Putin.
Good. The meeting.
Yeah. And this morning, and I'm looking at the picture now. I'm looking at the video in the group photo for the leaders. And of course, you know, you say, "Well, why is Russia there?" Well, is Russia in Asia? You bet. I think actually Russia has the largest Asian territory of any nation on Earth, larger than China, I believe. Let's see. I think Russia actually extends to the east of China itself. So
that's right.
There's Vladimir Putin and the two men, a very friendly handshake. You know, I think these two guys like each other. Vladimir Putin with a really nice, sincere smile. They shake hands. extended handshake, and then stand next to each other for the photo. Everybody's wearing a sort of a Vietnamese Asian kind of a, I don't know what you call it, coat that was provided by the APEC, the Asia Pacific Economic Conference. And the White House said there would be no formal meeting between Trump and Putin, but they smiled and stood next to each other, and they were talking to each other also, I'm assuming in English, for the traditional group photograph. Then they parted to sit at different parts of the table. And so that's a, you know, and of course you can relate all of that to the Robert Mueller witch hunt, as Donald Trump has correctly called it, and the nothing burger, as Ted Cruz has correctly called it, of the Robert Mueller attempt to embroil Donald Trump in a event that never occurred, which is an effort by the Russians to elect Donald Trump by hurting Hillary Clinton. That never happened, folks. And Donald Trump, thankfully, the Robert Mueller investigation, I believe, is coming unglued right now. Go ahead.
Back to the United States. Never ceases to shock me how twisted and filled with self-destructive hate the rhinos are. Judge Roy Moore has lost the financial support of the National Republican Senate Committee, according to the Daily Beast. The Alabama 2017 Senate Victory Committee, which is a joint fundraising committee that includes the Republican National Committee and the Alabama Republican Party, filed paperwork with the Federal Elections Commission that omits the NRSC as one of its beneficiaries. The move followed a report in the Washington Post about a years-old accusation of Judge Moore and a girl back in Alabama a long time ago, which only just now surfaced, interestingly. And the NRSC chairman, Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado, described the accusations against Moore as deeply troubling. And if these allegations are found to be true, Roy Moore should drop out of the Alabama special Senate election. You know what that would mean, of course, Jamie. It would mean they would give a seat, the Alabama seat, to the Democrats.
Well, yes, this is very consequential, folks. And the neocons are, they are so self-destructive. They're so treasonous, actually. But now get this. Roy Moore's accuser did work for Joe Biden and other Democrats. Here are pictures of her. We have her name now. Deborah Wesson Gibson, the woman who alleges that she engaged in illegal and consensual but inappropriate relationship with Roy Moore, has boasted about doing work for Vice President Joe Biden and other Democrats. We'll come back to that right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. We have one caller on the line, George in Texas, and we'll get to you in just a moment, George. Steve Bannon has spoken out about the and look at the timing, folks. The election is December 12th.
Right.
So 32 days out. And here's what Steve Bannon says. He says, you know, this is familiar stuff here. He said, well, I'll read it. You'll agree. Breitbart News exec and former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon ripped into the Washington Post Thursday night, last night, at the Taking on the Establishment fundraiser in Manchester, New Hampshire, calling the Post, owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who may be the richest man in the world now, maybe worth about $100 billion, quote, purely part of the apparatus of the Democratic Party, unquote. So the Washington Post, folks, part of the apparatus of the Democratic Party. Yes. Citing its similar hit pieces on Judge Roy Moore and then candidate Donald Trump. Bannon compared the accusations against Moore to the release of President Trump's infamous Access Hollywood video during the 2016 election. But it's interesting, Bannon told the audience, the Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post that dropped that dime on Donald Trump is the same Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post that dropped the dime this afternoon on Judge Roy Moore. Now, is that a coincidence? That's what I mean when I say opposition party, right? It's purely part of the apparatus of the Democratic Party. They don't make any bones about it. And he says, by the way, I don't mind it. I'll call them out every day. And he said, he says, the Bannon's said that the Washington Post report was an orchestrated political attack, echoing Moore's campaign statement, calling the Washington Post report the very definition, this is a quote, of fake news and intentional defamation, unquote.
And you know, instead of leaping to the defense of his standard bearer and fellow Republican, Senator Mitch McConnell called on Roy Moore to withdraw from the race if allegations are substantiated. Well, how are they going to be substantiated in a month? If these allegations are true, Roy Moore should step aside for obvious reasons, says McConnell. Yeah, they're very disturbing. Well, that's the same thing other Republicans have said.
It gets worse.
Not able to get his own candidate in. His own candidate, Strange Luther, having been rejected by the Republican voters of Alabama, McConnell, I think, is trying to do an end run, even if it means turning the seat over to a Democrat. It's insane, the hatred.
Yes, and it even gets worse. I've forgotten his first name, the Congressman King from the state of New York. He's a Republican. Here's what this idiot said today. He said, get this. Now remember, have you ever tried to prove a negative, folks? Prove that you didn't do something? Okay. How do you prove that you didn't smoke a cigarette yesterday or that you didn't, you didn't? How do you prove that you didn't do something? Well, it's called proving a negative. This guy, King of New York, said, unless Roy Moore can prove in the next 24 hours that he didn't do any of these things, he must quit. Now, boy, that's the kind of Republican Party you want at your back. That's true friends right there.
That's
now,
right.
24 hours to prove a negative. You know, which anybody who's, you know, read Socrates or, you know, any law, you know, you can't prove a negative, folks. There's a better king, Steve King of Iowa, who's a great congressman, who said we can't be raising other people's children. He said he fired a shot at Senate Republican leaders on Thursday night for their failure to move the Trump agenda forward while they found time to attack a pro-Trump candidate. He says, quote, Judge Roy Moore told to withdraw by senators who won't or can't help move Trump agenda. That was his tweet. Well done, Steve King. And that's the right response. And then, of course, the exact opposite. John McCain, do I have his quote here? He said, what kind of a dope is John McCain? He said, no, you have to quit right now because of these allegations. Well, wait a minute. Allegations. You have to quit right now. So what that means, I guess in John McCain's world, all the Democrats have to do is 32 days before an election, whip out some allegations. Pay somebody any amount of money to make the allegations, and that's it. You have to withdraw because allegations were made against you. Boy, is that retarded or what, Paul?
And it's a complete betrayal of our Anglo-Saxon justice system, which has the quaint idea that you are innocent until proven guilty. Because somebody makes an accusation doesn't mean, oh, that's it. Oh, they're out of here. No. An allegation or accusation has to be proved, and you are considered innocent. You can't be penalized until you've actually had a trial or a hearing, the evidence is being presented, arguments being presented, and only if at the end of that you're found guilty, only then can you be punished. Not somebody made an accusation. Well, he's gone. We're going to give that seat to the Democrats.
And we know that Hillary Clinton wrote checks in the amount of $12 million to Russians for false insinuations against Donald Trump. In the fake Russia dossier compiled by Christopher Steele, paid for, that's my point, getting choked up here, paid for with $12 million of Hillary Clinton's money. So how much money was spread around Alabama by Hillary or Soros or somebody else to get people, how many phone calls were made to how many people? Judge Moore has been successfully elected by overwhelming majorities by the people of Alabama to their position of Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. 40 years later, and that was one of the points that Judge Moore made, if any of this had any substance, it would have come out in his extensive political career during these 40 years. I'm going with that. Let's see, what else have we got? Well, I'm looking for more stuff. Here's George in Texas. George, your call is always welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Hello, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Fine. Yes.
Yeah, the thing is, these senators like Mitch McConnell and the rhinos and all that, trying to push Warnwell out of the race and saying, using the 25th Amendment to say Donald Trump is unfit to serve. Well, here's the thing is, let's play tit for tat. I would say, what about Mitch McConnell and John McCain, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi? I'd like to know if they're medically and psychologically fit to hold office.
Yes, and, speaking of the married life, John McCain, oh, you've distinguished yourself, sir. He's the guy who dumped his faithful, loving wife, who was, in a car accident and was disabled, while John McCain was in captivity in Vietnam. She waited faithfully for him for years. When he came home, he just dumped her unceremoniously and started going out and shacking up with a beer fortune heiress who has funded John McCain ever since. John McCain just dumped his wife. I mean, she was loyal to him. He wasn't loyal to her. And he's going to complain about Judge Roy Moore, who's been married for 33 years to the same woman and has 3 children and 5 grandchildren and has had a wonderful marriage. What a hypocrite and what a sleazebag, dirtball John McCain is. Go ahead, George.
Well, the thing is, I think the year 2019, I think it's the beginning of the year, late 2018, I just have a feeling that this is the walk of shame of the establishment. That means them being voted or being kicked out of office, leaving office in shame and disgrace. That's my gut feeling. I mean, I think John McCain is not going to finish his term as a senator. And I really, think the people of Arizona ought to call the state legislature, because the state legislature used to appoint the senators. They never used to be duly elected. And I think the state legislature should have the authority to recall John McCain and have a full medical and psychiatric evaluation by independent. And like I say, if he's not fit to serve, that means the legislature should,
sadly, John McCain and, what's that saying people have? But John McCain and other nasty things will be with us for the foreseeable future. And only the expiration of his term, I think, will retire him. That's a sad reality. But I hope there's some other way to, hurry his retirement. But
I think the state of Arizona should sue, because the 17th Amendment, like the 16th Amendment, was never lawfully ratified. I mean, when the amendment was proposed, the Texas state legislature wasn't even in session.
Yes. Really, but again, that's an even thinner straw. That's an even fainter hope there than McCain resigning. So I hear you, George. You're right on all those points. But the great news: Donald Trump doing very well. I love his begin there in Vietnam. He'll be in Vietnam for this Asia Pacific Economic Conference. Very, very important. I loved his contact with Vladimir Putin today. I think probably a good idea that they're not going to have a formal meeting, but maybe, I don't know, does that mean no formal meeting? I wonder if they will have an informal meeting. We'll see. And then Donald Trump will fly off to the Philippines, which will be the least consequential of the five nations he visits, the least important of the five. So, but something interesting may come out of the Philippines as well. A little bit of an angle there. The president, Duterte, is he's done some things that are pretty good, but he's also I haven't studied him very carefully, but he's a pretty flamboyant character.
He's a real character. He's a flamboyant character. He declared war on drugs, and it was a war that he's there winning. I mean, like it or not, drug dealers are turning up dead all over the place.
Yeah.
Duterte is a character, and I think there might be some levity, and they're an important country too. America has important bases there, so I agree with you, Jamie. It's probably the least important of the five, but still important. I think there's going to be some really good, what do we call it, synergy or energy at this this conference. Sometimes it's the more important things are what is said in the corridors as the various politicians meet and leaders meet and get to know each other. It's sometimes more important than the actual formal meetings. I say that this has been a triumph for Donald Trump, and the Philippines may just be the icing on the cake.
Yeah. And that congressman from New York, I remember it now, Peter King.
The idiot.
The idiot. He must prove his innocence within the next 24 hours or step down. Wow. Boy, I tell you, I don't know.
You know, this needs to be, this needs to be called just on the whole matter of procedure. That's not the way the system works. And you know, even the guy like Weinstein, even though the accusations have piled up, and I'm quite prepared to believe they're probably almost all are true. You could, I think it'd be fair to say, well, he ought to be in jail right now, not until he's being tried and convicted. And yeah, at that point, sure, send his sorry ass off to jail. But our system's important, and it's frightening when people who ought to be the gatekeepers of the system are in fact the worst offenders.
I'm not even going to look it up. We've got another caller here, George. We'll go to Mike in Maryland in just a second. But George, thank you very much. And thank you, my friend. I'm not even going to look up whether, so many of these politicians went to law school and are attorneys. It's kind of a sad, what did Shakespeare say about attorneys? I have good friends who are attorneys, but
first line is hang all the lawyers.
Yeah. why folks are so many of our lawmakers or politicians, why are they attorneys? Why not businessmen like Donald Trump? I mean, there's something really screwy about everybody having to be an attorney to be in politics. But anyway, that's the way it's worked out. There's surely a lot of story there. I'm not even going to look up whether Peter King is an attorney whose understanding at his law school was so deep that you have 24 hours to prove your innocence. Or else. why not Peter King? Why not 10 minutes with a cocked gun at your head? How about that? 10 minutes. Prove you're innocent or we pull the trigger. How about that, Peter? That would be good.
Or to prove 10 minutes to prove you're not a complete horse's ass.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's so much for his law school. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. What's happening in Maryland, Mike?
Well, the weather's been pretty cool here, and I guess, not too much happening. But, this really frosts me. You know, there's a quote in the Bible that says, we'll know them by their fruits. And these squishy rhino Republicans immediately hop on Trump and are condemning him, before any proof can come out from this woman whose credentials, if you want to call them, or dubious at best.
You meant to say Roy Moore. You said Trump. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And so this just shows how Bannon was correct, saying we got to sweep these rhinos out of office before they do more damage. And then the liberal media will take the words from these Republicans that attack more and use that as a bludgeon to say, see, even the Republicans don't support more, you know, and when they're not really Republicans at all. They're just a bunch of, you know, rhinos that want to keep the status quo.
They're what Jerry Falwell Jr. correctly labeled fake Republicans.
Hey, we got myself.
All righty. We got a break here, and we'll be right back. Mike, you can stay there. Mike, stay there. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like
all headed for hell. Are we, folks? Well, we still got Mike on the phone with us, and we're in our last segment. Let's see here. We are looking at Ann Coulter's got a powerful column out in which she, this is something we can do, folks, out here on the as wingmen for the Trump phenomenon. When something seems to be drifting off or losing focus, we can do what we can to bring the focus back. Ann Coulter's done a great job of that. Of course, she wrote the excellent book, In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome. Wonderful story of Donald Trump, and she is a real believer in Donald Trump, but she is not shy. When she thinks something is going awry, she will let us know, and she does not like the nominee for the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen. She does not like this person who she sees as an open borders person, and she hammers away at that in her latest column. And that will, you can be sure, that column will be read by Donald Trump and read by others like Steve King of Iowa for Kirstjen Nielsen's confirmation hearings. So hopefully she will not be confirmed. And if she is confirmed, other people will be put in place around her who will prevent her from doing any damage. But an interesting factor I read today, Paul, half of the DACA people, oh, this is a great poll. I knew what I was thinking of here. There's a great poll that shows that Americans don't want the DACA so-called dreamers. Get this. I got to read it quickly before we run out of time. Fewer than 30% of Americans prioritize the award of permanent amnesty to nearly 800,000 illegal aliens shielded from deportation by President Barack Obama's DACA amnesty. In this new poll, just 29% of Americans said allowing illegal aliens on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program to permanently remain in the United States was a good idea or a priority. Support for amnesty for DACA illegal aliens, this is great news to end on, has dropped 10 points among Americans since Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced in September that the DACA program is rescinded, which Trump did. And even among Democrats, support for DACA is below 50%, only 44%. But let's forget about the Democrats. Let's talk about the Patriots, Republicans. The support for DACA amnesty has dropped 28% to 19% today. So Republicans are above that 80% number of opposition. That's all Trump needs to make sure that there's no... He needs those wingmen. He's got 80%+ of us saying no, no, no. And among independents, only 23% of independents even want a prioritized amnesty. And the there you go. We're out of time, folks. So a little bit of good news to end with there, which is the people say no on DACA amnesty. We'll pick this topic and others up with Paul, if Paul's able to join us. And yeah, on Sunday, folks, our new time, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. See you all then.
Recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.